cheering you all the way.
Welcome. You're at the till. Groceries packed. Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konsekwense pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18:01. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. EFF President Kasonde Mwenda and 13 others convicted of unlawful assembly. President Ijilema says education is best investment for country's economic growth. And in global news, aid agencies criticize Gaza airdrops as unsafe and ineffective. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has found Economic Freedom Fighters EFF President Kasonde Mwenda and 13 others guilty of unlawful assembly and sentenced them to 3 months of simple imprisonment. The sentence has, however, been wholly suspended. Delivering judgment this afternoon, Magistrate Emmy Masoja found that the evidence linked the group to the offense and noted that no clearance had been granted by the town clerk for the planned demonstration at the Lusaka Civic Center. Magistrate Masoja said she exercised leniency, emphasizing that the conviction itself serves as punishment and that the sentence was intended as a deterrent to others. Mr. Mwenda was, however, acquitted on a second charge of escaping from lawful custody due to lack of sufficient evidence. Allegations were that on the 10th of March 2023, at about 12 hours, 14 people unlawfully assembled at the Lusaka Civic Center with the alleged intention of causing a breach of peace. The group was arrested and taken to Lusaka Central Police Station, where authorities claimed Mr. Mwenda later escaped, an allegation the court found insufficiently proven. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that education is the most valuable investment a country can make, highlighting its critical role as the foundation of government's economic growth agenda. Speaking this afternoon when the Indian religious leader, Professor Bai Singh, and his delegation of educationists paid a courtesy call on him at State House, President Hichilema stressed that with proper education, there is no limit to what the future generation can achieve. President Hichilema notes that education is directly linked to government's goal of economic growth, hence a skilled population is central to a functional economy. The head of state says it is through education that the economy can expand, allowing government to increase its revenue and enabling it to support essential social services. He has also noted that there is need for increased government funds to support education infrastructure projects that yield long-term benefits and are essential for the welfare of the Zambian people.
I consider education as the best investment, inheritance and equalizer, to be honest, three in one. And that's the best that we can give to our children, our grandchildren, our generations that are not yet born. But with education, I think there's no limit to what they aspire to do. And we're a government focusing on economic growth and more growth. And we do realize the centrality of skills in our economic growth agenda. And we know that when the economy is functioning well, then we can create job opportunities for those that need jobs. There are many, the youthful population. We can also create business opportunities.
Israel has today officially reopened its embassy in Zambia after more than 50 years since it closed. Speaking at the ceremony in Lusaka this afternoon, Israel's foreign minister, Gideon Saar, says this marks the start of a new chapter between the two countries. He described the moment as exciting and historic, saying the relationship is not just about shared interests, but also shared values and faith. Mr. Saar says Israel is already working with Zambia in healthcare and education, adding that a trauma and emergency unit is being built in a hospital in Livingston. He also praised Zambia for standing by Israel in international matters, saying Zambia is a true friend and a strategic partner in Southern Africa.
The spirit of friendship was expressed in Zambia's moral stance alongside Israel. I commend you for submitting an advisory opinion supporting Israel in the distorted procedure in the International Court of Justice. Ladies and gentlemen, the new embassy will surely contribute to our bilateral relations and partnerships with Zambia. Despite being a small country, Israel is sharing its knowledge and capabilities with its friends.
At the same event, Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe has praised the official opening of the embassy of Israel in Lusaka, calling it a momentous occasion and a sign of deepening ties between the two nations. He noted that the embassy's opening follows the general framework agreement signed during President Hakainde Hichilema's state visit to Israel in 2023, aimed at boosting cooperation in economic and social development.
Zambia and Israel enjoy long-standing friendly relations premised on mutual respect and aspirations for, amongst other things, better economic emancipation of our two peoples. The establishment of a resident diplomatic mission here in Lusaka stands as a testament to the deepening friendship, mutual respect, and growing cooperation between our two countries.
Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nspiri, has expressed concern over continued succession disputes which have resulted in 33 vacant chiefdoms, one of them being Northern Province. In a speech read for him by Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Piri at a provincial consultative meeting in Kasama today, Mr. Piri notes with concern that the conflicts have led to challenges on chiefdom governance and divisions among families and communities of the chiefdoms. Mr. Piri worries that the situation hinders development and poses a threat to peace and unity. He has urged the Northern Province Council of Chiefs to find solutions to the succession wrangles through understanding family trees and clans.
This initiative is aimed at easing the transportation challenges faced by traditional leaders, particularly in executing their functions through chief retainers. We are strengthening the reach of effectiveness of traditional governance structures at the grassroots level through improving mobility.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has officially handed over 29 motorcycles to the Northern Province Council of Chiefs, aimed at easing challenges faced by traditional leaders in executing their functions through chief retainers. In global news, aid agencies have criticized the deliveries, arguing airdrops are unsafe in crowded areas and fail to reach those most in need, with many parcels falling into the sea or landing in restricted zones. The operation came shortly after Hamas announced it had accepted a ceasefire proposal from Arab mediators in the conflict that began with its 7th October 2023 attack. Israel has yet to respond and